Welcome to the Gig Axon podcast with Rich Francis and James Liu, the only podcast where digital meets mind. To take part live on our YouTube channel, interact with us, ask questions, and play your part in the show, check out our website at www.gigaxon.com for full details. Until then, enjoy the show. And welcome to Gig Axon, myself, James Liu, and Richard Francis. I'll let Richard introduce us today and what we're going to cover.
Okay, so I'm coming to you from Juries in an Exeter, so do bear with me anyway. But point being, tonight we are going to be talking about why is networking important? We're going to cover the three steps that basically we believe are the main fundamental reasons for why doing this and why it is important. I would say that if you look at all top people in business, in entrepreneurs, anyone who owns any kind of business, they will be meeting other human beings. Reason, you other human beings are the greatest resource we have. Yes, there's things like digital education. Yes, there's books. But think about this logically for one moment. How many people have mentors? Even the top people have mentors. They learn from other people. Point being, humans' greatest resource. So James, some of the mentors you've got. What was the first networking event you went to?
First networking event? You'll think this is a bit strange maybe, but it was a gaming networking. So for those that don't know, my full background is I am an online gamer, or was really an online gamer because I don't really do it much at the moment. And my first kind of real networking thing was actually to do with online gaming. So I helped run online communities for gaming, and essentially we turned that into a business. We monetized it within the game but didn't monetize outside the game. Thinking about it now, it would have been a great opportunity to, but it's not something I did. That's my first one. What about yourself, Rich?
Okay, but for me it would have actually have been, oh god, tough one that, actually. I'm just trying to think. I've been to quite a few. I mean, I'm at Toastmasters right now, and that's because obviously I have a fear of public speaking. It's going to get crushed. But my first actual networking event I went to, if memory serves me correctly, it would have been the Elite Influencer, I think. So it's actually an event within our community, which of the people that we actually learn from. So inside our educational community, we have numerous different events, and they're there for many, many reasons. One of them is obviously you go there to learn new skills. You also go to meet and network with other people, you know, as I said a minute ago, build relationships, you know, exchange information, possibly, you know, well, to be perfectly fair, that actually led to me having a second business. So, you know, can't moan at that. But totally honestly, you know, I left feeling absolutely fantastic. I went there like a deflated balloon and I left turbocharged. So to be perfectly honest, well worth doing.
One thing I've got for you as well is, have you actually ever been mentored to in your job? Well, outside, in your normal day job? Because it's something I think it's overlooked. Like, I've come across it more towards the end part of my career for working for other people, in the sense that mentorship, as you climb up through the management level in corporate, you do start to come across more and more mentorship. But it was only something that I came across more recently in, say, the last few years, rather than something that when I was just doing more normal day-to-day jobs, I'd never ever seen any mention of mentorship. I'm wondering whether or not that's quite unique to just me, or is that something that you've also found?
Well, this is the thing again, is it's not like it's hidden, is it? I mean, even within like companies, if you work for a corporate company, like you've just correctly said, the general idea is someone takes you under their wing, teaches you the job role, things like that. And then obviously you're expected at some point as you become more senior to then do the same for other newbies, right? Whereas
do we not call that training though, rather than mentorship? I always see mentorship as a bit of a different thing. It's more like coaching.
Well, training to me is when you've got one person with numerous people being learning from the same time. Mentorship is one-on-one, in my opinion, because obviously it's a more personal thing, isn't it? So it depends whether you've got, like, in my retail experience, it was always known as a buddy. This is your buddy. Yeah. And I was like, this is fantastic. But what am I supposed to be learning? How to use a checkout? But the point being that in different companies, in different ways, there's always someone who's learning from someone, no matter who you are. Even Richard Branson has a coach, believe it or not. All of the top people in the world will have a coach. So no matter where you're at, if you haven't got someone you go to learn from, then you're missing a huge opportunity. So for me, I have numerous mentors, but then the funny thing is the chain doesn't stop, because then I'm a coach online. So I coach other people, and I've got somewhere in the region of about 50 people that come to me for advice, you know, on numerous different things. Sometimes it's on things like mindset, you know, getting into the right state of mind to tackle some of the like goals and tasks they've got to face. Other times it's more technical. Maybe it's more like web development. Maybe it's more things like the online marketing side of things. It completely depends. I deal with all of them.
And this is really networking as well, isn't it? Really growing your network in a way grows the type of mentors that you can sort of come across to help you, but also how you can help other people from what you're mentioning.
Precisely that. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're going to go away and tell other people. And because of this, by meeting these people, they go away and speak to other people. And really, the idea of a networking event is when everyone comes together. So is it fair to say that 50 people that I was to coach might tell three other people, might grow to 150, and then I may then host an event dealing with all 150? That's kind of how these things start. I mean, you're probably the best one to explain this, James. You ran a gaming event, didn't you? Because obviously all of it was online and it was still gaming, but it was still an event of some way. Did you ever have them live in person, or was it always digitally on the computer?
No, we did actually do two live events throughout the year actually as well. So it wasn't just one-off events. They were actually done twice a year.
Okay.
One's for eVegas, so in America, and the other one is in London. And the purpose of them really being is to give people that tangible touch, because it's great, like, talking over the internet and get to know each other, and, you know, you can grow a community, but it's completely different when you start introducing people from different backgrounds. And it's, at the end of the day, it's no different than business, because it's like-minded people coming together for a reason. In that case, it was online gaming. So a lot of it was based around the game of which we helped run the community for. But at the same time, that's no different than saying, okay, if we've got an educational suite teaching you about educational software, then we come together for that reason, in the purposes of giving extra value that we might not be able to do through digital. Like, there's tons of things digital can do, but there's certain things it can't do.
Makes total sense. I mean, at the end of the day, there's always going to be a core aspect, isn't there, that everything's going to circle, and everything else is kind of like an offshoot of it. So I'm generally actually quite curious. I mean, here's a quick one. Anyone who's watching this, or anyone who does get this far when they're watching the recording of it, very quick one. What events have you been to? Don't care what they are. Name them. Comment. Stick them in there. We'll have a look in a minute. And I'd love to actually hear about yours. Doesn't matter if they're online business. Doesn't matter if they're general things for maybe your own company you work for. Or maybe you're like James, and maybe they're actually a gaming event. You know, Comic-Con is technically some way, is an event, isn't it? It's a networking event where you meet other cases, the ones to dress up, like things like that, which, to be fair, does look quite cool.
And at the end of the day, it's no different than what you're doing right today with your, what's it called?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, all these events, all it is people coming together for a single purpose. That single purpose is to do with online gaming. Yeah. If it's to do with, like, learning new skills, another great gain. It's, you know, no matter what you do together with this networking that you do, that you then bring together for an event or for collaboration, it's all adding value to everyone that attends, even the actual host.
It's very, very true. So again, if anyone's been to an event, whack them in the comments. Let's have a look at it. I'll check them all out in a bit. But here's the thing. It's kind of like you've pretty much just summarized all the benefits of why you'd come to an event. So here's the thing I would suggest to everyone who's watching, right? Is at some stage, there's going to be something you're trying to achieve, right? I don't care if it's something absolutely ridiculous, like you're trying to learn better maths. There's going to be a maths club, right? Now, do you think that attending that maths club and leveraging everyone else's skills and being able to test one another is going to push you further forward in your skills in maths than if you just try doing everything from home? I venture to say that if you surround yourself with other people, they might show you a neat shortcut or a neat hack to how to complete something in the exact same way that if it's a gaming community, they might say there's a cheat to be able to do this, or there's a way to be able to hack into that, which will make it easier for you. Or maybe you're just coming here because you have a tremendous problem with being able to stand up on stage and give a presentation. Whereas if you surround yourself with other people and all encourage one another, the chances of success increase. So, realistically, what is it you're trying to achieve? Number one, identify all the areas you're trying to actually upskill in. Number two, once you have done that, research what things are there within reasonable traveling distance, which you can define. I don't care if you're willing to travel 90 miles or 9 miles, you'll have your limit. Depends on your transport, I guess. What's the limit of how far you're willing to travel? Look up all the ones in that niche area that are actually within traveling distance. And then number three, pick up the phone or start Googling them, getting in contact with these people and actually try and attend these events. And then once you've done it, book, RSVP, whatever it is you want to put, whatever the terminology you wish to use, and then attend these and put them into your regular diary. If you haven't got something like Google Calendar, then you're a bit far behind. Stick them into Google Calendar if you're a busy person, and then attend them. What you will find is you're probably going to get improvements in these very areas. Pretty simple.
It is like the easy steps. At the end of the day, guys, like networking is hugely important. Actually going to real life events as well is almost just as important, if not more important in some ways, because it makes it more real what you're doing. Sometimes living in the virtual world, and I can say this from experience, can be a bit kind of secluded, but also you're stuck in your own cocoon and the real world kind of moves around you. You're not really seeing everything as clear. And sometimes when you take a step out of that by going to these live events, networking with real people, not that you can't network over the internet, but it's not quite the same. And you'll only experience the reason why I say this when you go to one, if you haven't been to one already.
Pretty much, but I'd say that pretty much summarizes everything we were trying to get at. So, James, great quick one. Check the comments for us. Has anyone posted anything? What sort of events have they been attending? What they got?
No events at the moment, and no comments at this second, but we have
boring.
This is a midweek bust up, guys. We do hope to see you guys on the midweek bust ups, but we realize that we put these up quite fast. And they go down quite fast as well because they are kept short for the purposes of our podcast as well, which, guys, if you don't have time to watch the video, do listen to us as well on your commute to work, because these should be just a good snippet as well and length for you to be able to listen to it on your way to work. Anything else to add, Rich?
Yeah, for access to the podcast, simply go across to Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R, type in Gig Axon, the name of the actual brand, what we're using right here. You will locate the podcast and you will be able to actually watch it. Just Google Anchor. You'll find us when you search us.
So, guys, thanks very much. I think that's the end of today's show. Is that right, Rich?
Yep, I've got to shoot. I've got 3 minutes.
So, guys, thank you very much and God bless. See you all again soon. Tell us your perspective in the comments below. And if you love everything there is to do with entrepreneurship and online business as much as we do, then hit the like button and subscribe to us on GigAction. Right in the bell to make sure you get notifications when we go live. Thank you for joining us on today's show, and we'll see you again soon. Home moves with me where I roam. It's in every dream I make my own. I'm never alone. I know that every day will always bring me something new. Something new.